Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Carl Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ab Wright. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Knickerbocker. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Vozmak reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Vozmak scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Berger moves to second. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is walked intentionally. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright scores. Berger moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea now catching. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Wright reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger is walked intentionally. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Wright moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to home to get right. Berger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Sad Sam Jones. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.